Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, January 13th. It's National Sticker Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Home Office Department. I picked up a David Craig sticker. I put it on a binder, but I can't get it off now. It's really bonded. James bonded. But I'm happy at least it stuck. There were some other ones on sale next to him, and they were terrible stickers. A complete ripoff. All right, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, I'll tell you what's not going to stick, and that's the winter thaw that we're currently in. Currently 1 degree, which is our high for the day under cloudy skies. But brace yourselves, everyone. We're back into the deep freeze tomorrow and into the weekend. I'm not sure how you're going to do the math, sir, but I leave it to you.
Well, I got a note that there are 5 minutes left in this scheduled meeting, and that reminds me that it's time for the top five.
Could not have done it better had you planned it. So, yes, on National Sticker Day, a shout-out to the top five words that you can make with the letters of the word stickers. Sickest, kisser, trikes, cysts, and for you, BPJD, rickets. Not sure why that makes you titter, but there you are.
Oh, back to almond milk, are we? there was a lot less rewriting there than I was expecting, sir.
You're welcome, man. I hope it doesn't bugger up whatever you've got planned for the next part.
Well, National Sticker Day recognizes all the ways stickers brighten up a page and send a special message or annoy the heck out of you, like when your kids forget to take off the red bell pepper sticker that you're having for lunch and make you wonder, you know, did they even wash it today? Anyhow, the day celebrates all things stickers, from the custom printing of them to sharing stickers. Every sticker has a story. And I finally got around to it. There was a task I had to do at home. We had gotten the vacuum cleaner wasn't working properly, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me how to get it to work. And so what I finally did is I put a Detroit Lions sticker on it, and then it suddenly sucked again.
Wow, easy.
That's Rich coming from the man who's wearing the Montreal Canadiens shirt.
Yes!
I will say, I went to a Lions game once, and a fight broke out in the actual stands, like not far from where I was sitting, and I thought, yep, this is definitely Detroit.
Well, that was probably the only tackle you saw in the game.
And then literally it broke out, I think, before the anthem even came. Like, it was people walk around with open bottles of alcohol on the street. It was something else, I tell you.
Oh, it was an experience. Yeah. So just a quick sidetrack. I heard a podcast on Freakonomics talking about superstitions and the likes and curses. And they referenced the curse of Bobby Lane, which I'd never heard of. The Lions, he was a quarterback for the Lions, and he was traded to Pittsburgh in 1958. And since then, the Lions have been the absolute worst franchise for winning records. And Pittsburgh have gone... It's called Curse of Bobby Lane.
True. I mean,
we're ravishing the poor Lions, but I mean, they did do that nice gesture of offering thousands of tickets to healthcare workers to recognize them for COVID. But the head of the corporation declined. He said they'd suffered enough.
For Laura, don't forget the Lions beat the Packers last weekend. So there's that. Okay, wrapping up quickly, on my way in, I saw a car this morning, and it had a sticker on the back. It said, "How am I driving?" I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I called the phone number that was on there, and I said, "I think you're using your steering wheel." But who knows? All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamique. Tamique, what are you listening to today? If we just pick off from there, maybe it's Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Today we are recognizing two legends that we actually recognized last year as well. They both passed away in the same year, which is unreal to me that two such gigantic people in music passed away in the same year. But here we are. So we've got Lee Scratch Perry, who, I mean, almost everybody should know. And somebody that we talked about last year as well, Daddy Uroy, or Uroy. Mr. Beckford Ewart Usman, who I found out my dad knew, and I was like, how do you know somebody so legendary? You just dropping these things, you know what I mean? Anywho, so they have a song called Stick Together. And, you know, I'm going to read just a couple lines of Stick Together for everyone. These lines kind of come towards the end, but it says, tell me something good, truthfully. Speak up fully. Tell me that you love me. Speak up truthfully. Speak up truthfully. I love you. And what I like about those lyrics, it's like, all right, I want to hear good things, but I want to hear them in a way that I know is realistic. I want to hear them in a way that I know makes sense. And if anybody watched the news or the press conference yesterday, it's not happening. Speak up fully. Same thing. Say what you need to say, but say it in a way that uplifts other people. Tell me that you love me, but make it be honest, right? And so in this time, I think that's what we're all looking for. A little bit of honesty, a little bit caring and consideration. And we want that from our government as well. And so instead of just shoving everybody, you know, back to where you think they should be, let's make sure we're all safe. Let's make sure that we are caring for each other and caring about each other. And doing our best, you know, as individuals, but as a collective, to take care of each other, because I think we're realizing that we're all we got. And so, you know what? The little things that you can do. I know, James, you've been looking at writing notes, like uplifting notes for people. So it's sometimes it's little things that you can do to help someone out that makes such a big difference in their day. So it doesn't have to be, you know, so bad. So something small that you can do to make someone smile, try to do it, but do it truthfully and do it upfully, just like Lee Scratch Perry and Daddy Uroy taught us. So that's it. That's my pick.
And a shout out to Ronnie Spector.
Ronnie Spector is, yeah, Ronnie Spector passed. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
It's funny. Questlove, he always posts, like, we've had giants, James M. Toomey passed, Ronnie Spector. We've had some serious people that have made such contributions to music pass away. So maybe we'll do some Ronnie Spector next week, because I have my pick for tomorrow. But I'll you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add some M. Toomey and some Ronnie Spector for next week so that we can pay homage to those giants as well. Thank you for that, Paul.
Excellent. Okay, let's get those onto the playlist and listen away. It's time for Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices, great bankruptcy. Hey, Venturo, what have you got for us today?
You know, I want to talk a little bit about stickers, right, before I get into my tech tips for today. I have a love-hate relationship with stickers, right? So my little one absolutely loves them, right? And the last set she got a set of dinosaur stickers. And right now, I'm looking at them. They're all over my bookshelf. They're everywhere. Right? So you know the dilemma, right? Once little kids get stickers, they have to use all of them. In fact, she has a book with stickers at the back. And I was going through the book, and to my surprise, when I got to the back, I said, okay, great, you did a good job on this task. Let's put a sticker. When I got to the sticker page, there were no stickers. She had already used up every single sticker, right? Because the stickers must go everywhere. So if you walk through my house, you will see stickers all over the house. So I can't take them. But question for you guys, what's the difference between, and we're talking about the electronic versions now, what's the difference between an emoji and a sticker?
Ooh. Emoji represents like a person. A sticker could just be any inanimate object.
Emoji is a feeling, expresses a feeling, is it?
To be honest, Rohini and Paul, I still don't know. I was doing the research.
Okay, my pro tip is try Goo Gone on both and see which works.
I don't know. I can't tell you the answer, man. Because I see similarities between both, right? So I don't know. But anyway, two apps that you can totally use if you're into emojis and stickers. One that I love and I use it all the time is called Bitmoji. Go check that one out. It will allow you to create your own avatar, and then you can use your avatar to say and share so many things. If you guys know, you always see me sending texts, and you'll see always my little emojis in there. That's using the Bitmoji, and it's a great little app to use. If you're into Sticker, you can go check out Stickerly, right? You can download that one to your iPhone or your Android phone. That one will allow you to take your own pictures and do your own creations with actual pictures. So those are the two tips for today, Bitmoji and Stickerly. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
So all when right, you I use your pronouns, do you also have to like include like avatar, emoji, sticker?
Probably. And if you have an iPhone too, you can do emojis on your iPhone if you have like anything over an iPhone 10. So yeah, those are fun.
Memoji, is that when you add champagne to it?
Yeah, I think so. Whatever I use, I just want to be able to spell it. That's all I want to know.
Thursday means it's time for a Thursday's Thought, brought to you by Gugon.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I, like Venturo, have some issues with stickers, and bumper stickers in particular. You know the I heart, I love stickers? I mean, it was fine when it was just I love New York. Okay, that was like iconic marketing. Everybody thought, wow. But then the bandwagon jumpers jump in, right? So then everybody's desperate to be part of some sort of club. So you get the, I love cats, I love dogs, I love birds. And then you get the snob stickers. Like, it's not good enough to like a dog. No, I only love golden retrievers. So like what, you won't pet any other dog? You know, anyway, forget that part. But then there's the people that put the contradiction bumper stickers on. Like, I love Ferraris. And they're driving out a rusted old Ford Escort and bumper stickers on that. Or, I love the planet. I mean, if it was on a Tesla, I get it. But a pickup truck spewing, like, diesel oil out the back blowpipe, you know? Or my favorite was, I love vegans. And they've got a Big Mac. And they're sitting in the front seat eating it. Okay. You like them, but not enough to, you know, forego. And then there's the head scratcher ones. Like, who in their right mind would I love a politician's name? Because you've now excluded like 70% of the population. 30% of the people like you, and the rest are ready to give you the, you know what, on the road, you know? Yeah. So why would you put that on? Or the best ones yet, where they do this like contentious political thing. I love anti-vaxxers. You may as well just have like I love clowns on the back, right? Or the current affair one. I mean, my favorite right now is the I heart pig heart. Only one person can use it on their car at the moment, but you know, hopefully eventually everybody will be able to do it, you know? And then there's the ones where you go, did you really put that bumper sticker on your car? You know, the I love my wife, I love my boyfriend, or even better yet, I love my kids. Yeah, you put it on. Right on. Yeah. Anyway, I'll just leave it there for you.
Hey, is Pig Heart Guy still alive?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Well, if not, we better send some goo guy his way.
Stitch them back up together.
That's what's keeping the heart together.
Oof. All right, well, we made it through another day, everybody. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.